Welcome to Working in the Quarry, a Masonic education podcast brought to you by the Grand Lodge of Nebraska's Education Committee. Here you'll find audio versions of educational materials regularly distributed to Masons throughout the Nebraska jurisdiction, in addition to original content. Disclaimer: any views expressed in this podcast are those of the content creators and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Grand Lodge of Nebraska, its officers or lodges, or of Freemasons in this or any other jurisdiction. Please also note that the rituals, lectures, and customs of Freemasonry differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Masons outside of Nebraska are encouraged to contact their education officers if they have any questions about the material presented here. Thank you. Now, on with this week's episode. Parting upon the square. Every Freemason knows what it means to meet on the level. When we meet in lodge, we are all equals. Stations in life, rank, wealth, occupation, religion, and other things which might otherwise keep us at a perpetual distance from one another are ignored. It is one of the greatest innovations of our craft, and one of the reasons it has succeeded for centuries. Understandably, we focus less on what it means to part or leave upon the square. The square represents many things in our craft. First and foremost, it represents morality. Does that mean we are to part company morally? No one would argue against living a moral life outside the lodge, of course, but that symbolic meaning of the tool doesn't really work in this case. After all, shouldn't we be moral at all times? Why should morality be important only after we leave the lodge room? The Freemason's Companion of 1738, a rarely seen document, which contains an early form of Masonic ritual, provides a clue. During a long question and answer session, the question is asked, "Why do we thus meet and part?" With regard to parting upon the square, the response is that, "When we part, every individual resumes his former station in life, and honor is rendered to whom honor is due." When the Grand Lodge of England was established, England was a very aristocratic society. There were clear lines between the social classes, and those lines could not be crossed. Aristocrats did not mingle with the common people. Officers did not socialize with enlisted men. The wealthy did not have dinner with the poor. Thus, the meeting of men from these various classes in a lodge, on the level, was an extraordinary, even scandalous event. That is why early ritual, at least of some lodges, warned Freemasons that while they were to meet on the level once they left lodge or parted, it was upon the square, which in this case means not on the level. It cautioned Masons that when they were not in lodge, they should not violate social norms by attempting to socialize with fellow Masons who were of a different class. Discussion questions. 18th century England was very different from 21st century America. Does the old interpretation of parting upon the square still apply to us? What would be a more appropriate interpretation of parting upon the square in modern American society? We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Working in the Quarry, an educational podcast brought to you from the Education Committee of the Grand Lodge of Nebraska. We'd like to thank our podcast content creators and readers. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please send them to educationchairman@nebraskagrandlodge.com. Thank you for listening.